The View from the Drive-Thru.
Can I take your order?
Emotional day when we learned yesterday of the passing of Doug French at the age of 92. The obituary reads, loving husband of Donna for 53 years. Cherished dad of Pam and Brad, Dwayne, Brian, Darren, predeceased by his daughter, Kristen French. Very few times in my years in this business have I ever seen a family with such adversity handle themselves with such an amount of grace and strength, knowing full well that under the veneer, the hearts were shattered into a million pieces. It says in the obituary that Doug will be sadly missed by many nieces, nephews, and friends. But Doug will also be missed by an entire community. We know full well that any parent who loses a child goes through the kind of agony that no one should ever have to endure. But having to undergo it so publicly for such a length of time is the kind of unfortunate situation you wouldn't wish on anyone, ever. The family, they say, will receive visitors at the George Dart Funeral Home Thursday from 2:30 to 4:30, 6 to 8, and then on Friday from 12 until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, with a funeral mass celebrated Friday at St. Alfred's Church on Vine Street in St. Catharines. Again, it says that he will be missed by his family and friends. But that kind of strength, that kind of grace under an enormous amount of pressure will be missed by an entire Niagara region and anybody who ever followed the stories. My heart goes out to the French family and to the families of Leslie Mahaffey and Tammy Homolka. It's my view from the drive-thru. I'm Tim Dennis.